Good morning.
A few announcements this morning before service. Today we have a holiday bazaar where we can shop for baked goods and gifts. And we also have our soup lunch today. It's the chili roll beverage and a cookie.
I wanted to have a special announcement this morning for two things. One, to thank all of the wonderful folks who made today's How the Grinch Stole Christmas pageant happen. I'd especially like to recognize Mickey and Kristen Sandin. If you two could stand up, can we have a round of applause for them? They busted their ass. And I would also like to ask each and every one of you to join me in something before we begin today. It is our choir director, Doug Estes' birthday. So if you all could join me in singing Doug, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Doug. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Inside a snowflake, like the one on your sleeve, there happened a story you must see to believe. Way up in the mountains, in the high range of Pontoos, lay the small town of Whoville, the home of the Whos. Ask any Who, and they'll have this to say, there's no place like Whoville around Christmas Day. Every window was flocked, every lamppost was dressed, and the Whoville band marched in their Christmassy best. Arbor Day was fine, and Easter was pleasant, and every St. Fizz's Day they ate a fizz pheasant. But every who knew from their 12 toes to their snout, they loved Christmas Day without a single who doubt. So welcome, my dears, from your ears to your shoes, and worship with us and those wonderful who's. Please take a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to the people, who's, and Grinches around you this morning.
We light this chalice to remind us that, in the words of Dr. Seuss, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple.
Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church, and welcome to our wonderful annual holiday musical celebration. I am the Reverend Amy Shaw, and my worship associate today is Heidi Peterson. No matter where you are, no matter where you've come from, you are welcome here. Whether you are a beloved who, with friends far and wide, or if you are a green Grinch struggling to stand the season, you are welcome here. We welcome the insiders and the outsiders and the no-siders at all. Doesn't matter what you're wearing or who you love or what pronouns you use. Doesn't matter if you like green eggs and ham. It doesn't matter with the fox. It does not matter in a box. You are welcome here. We're glad you're with us today for this fun and family-friendly service. We do invite you back for our traditional Christmas Eve service at 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Please join us today in our social hall after the service. We're having a wonderful bazaar and chili luncheon, and you're all invited. You're welcome to stop by the welcome table and find out more about who we are. If you wouldn't mind, please take a moment at this point in the service to silence any electronics you may have with you, because nothing upsets a Grinch quite like the sound of tinkling bells. And again, we're so happy that you're here. So, now that you are as welcome can be, I invite you to come down to Whoville with me.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot.
But the Grinch who just lived north of Whoville did not.
The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason.
Maybe his head wasn't screwed on just right.
Or it could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight.
But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Thank you.
snarled with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way of stopping Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew.
All the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then...
Oh, the noise, 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 noise.
That's one thing he hated.
Noise, 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 noise.
Thank you. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast.
And they'd feast.
They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least.
And then they'd do something he liked least of all.
Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand.
And the Whos would start singing.
They'd sing and they'd sing and they'd sing and they'd sing. This is time for the hymn Boom, Boom, Boom. Great old English Christmas carol. So, the Whos will play through it one time, and then we'll play it through one time, and then you can all join in and sing. There are four verses written in the order of service.
And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas thing,
the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea.
An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat.
And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat.
And he chuckled and he clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found.
Did that stop the Grinch?
Oh, no.
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on top of his head.
Then he loaded some bags
and some old empty sacks
and hitched up old Max.
Then the Grinch said,
giddy-up.
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town.
All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square.
But if Santa Claus could do it, then so could the Grinch.
He got stuck only once for a moment or two.
Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace, flew where the little Whos stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings,
he grinned,
are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present.
Pop guns.
And bicycles.
Roller skates.
Drums.
Checkerboards.
Tricycles.
Hop form.
And plum.
And he stuffed them in bags.
Then the Grinch very nimbly shuffled all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Thank you. the icebox. He took the Who's feast.
He took the Who pudding.
He took the roast beef.
He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash.
Why, the Grinch even took the last can of Who hash.
And he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
And now,
grinned the Grinch,
I will stuff up the tree.
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove. When he heard a small sound, like the coo of a dove, he turned around fast and he saw a small Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
Who was not more than two.
Testing.
Feel like Christmas all the time.
had been caught by this tiny Who daughter, who'd gotten out of bed for a cup of cold water.
She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
He thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot,"
the fake Santa Claus lied,
"there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there and then bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed.
And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up.
Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. And he went up the chimney himself, the old liar.
On their walls, he left nothing but hooks and some water.
And then, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse.
Then he did the same thing to the other whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other whose mouses.
Even the church was struck by the Grinch, so the morning offering will now be given and received to replace what he pinched.
It was a quarter past dawn. Up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip top to dump it.
Thank you.
Grinchishly humming.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a moment or two. Then the who's and the who will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise,
grinned the Grinch,
that I simply must hear.
So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear the sound rising over the snow. But it was Mary.
Mary.
Thank you.
down at Whoville.
The Grinch popped his eyes.
Then he shouted.
What he saw was a shocking surprise.
Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were singing without any presents at all.
He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same.
Thank you.
Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow,
stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore.
Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, needs a little bit more.
And what happened then?
Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 times that day.
And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
This is another well-known hymn.
Joy to the world. Joy to every human who and Grinch. May we always remember that love and community are the simple answer to a complex question. Peace, and may it be so. Please join me. I think we're going to end with number 245, Joy to the World. The words are in your order of service. Doug, how do you want to take us out? And a big round of applause for all of our wonderful, wonderful actors today. Marvelous job.